I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Law Crimes, and in the truest sense...
Oh, the music's still going.
Hooray! Crimes. Well, is it?
I don't hear it.
Are you sure? Hal, are you okay?
Hal, are you having a moment?
I think I just had the stream up here double then.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
I knew she was like, I heard my scream and I was panicking. I was like, ugh. Welcome, everybody.
I opened the chat and immediately saw Chicken Jockey. God damn it.
Chicken Jockey.
Welcome, everybody. Yeah. It's your boys, Law Crimes. We're here. A lot of people who get in, they don't know who. Someone has specifically said they don't know who is who. Like, this far in, but as in,
we should probably mention. I don't know what to tell you, man.
If you don't see the on-screen stuff, there's me, Hal, Andy, who is our beloved remembrancer, basically hosting this episode, which will be an RBT's Warhammer quiz. Colin from Pancreas No Work doesn't really need an introduction. Eli definitely could, Dead of the Dark God could probably take all of us at the same time in combat.
Load-bearing.
I'd take all of them.
Load-bearing in combat.
It'll be, four men enter, one man leaves kind of thing, Mad Max style. Yeah. But today is a episode, it's another quiz, so if you're listening or playing along, see how well you do. And if you're in the chat, those of us who are playing are not reading it because we are trying not to get spoiled. We are doing today Andy's choice, which is it's not Adeptus, is it? Is it Adeptus RBTs?
Yes, Adeptus
RBTs. Andy, would you like to explain?
And they're not called.
I should do it.
They're not called. They're not called Arbites. They're not called Arbiters because that sounds silly. It is RBTs. Take it up with Games Workshop if you don't like it. That's how you say it. All right.
I say Arbites.
It's Latin. It's got to be Latin.
Dead language. Dead language. I'm not offending anyone.
and that's the thing. I specifically picked this faction because I thought, realistically, I'm probably the only one who'll ever do it. And also, we don't want Hal to win this time. So I wanted to even the playing field. We were going to do some kind of Space Marine stuff. And then I was like, no, we don't want Hal to win. So I thought, this is probably the best I could do. Also, before we start, we did get a donation from Card Shark for 20 Canadian buckaroos saying hi. Hey, Law Criminals, I hope this is a good day for all. I am going to miss the stream because of work, but I am going to watch the vid. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Much love.
We also had a couple, one from Donkey Man. Stream late due to Hal gooning to Judge Dredd.
Donkey Man, every stream.
It's true every time.
And glass laughter for $2. Hal gets back into the incubation sack. His face.
I've developed this, I would say, undeserving reputation of being this eldritch entity in real life. Apparently, not a fake thing.
I mean, not being funny. Have you seen what Hal's subtitle is in this episode?
I am in your walls.
Not exactly helping your case, if I'm honest.
Listen, I am my own greatest champion. I think I am not funny and also funny. It is a complete contradiction, and that's how I like to live in this world. Completely, just ruining everyone's time. And oh no, we lost Colin.
Colin's gone. We'll take this off for a second. Yeah. And while we're waiting for Colin, we also got a donation from Non-Dormient.
Thank you.
Colin and Andy, I need your input. I want to introduce my cousin and his girlfriend to Warhammer Fantasy setting and TTRPGs this weekend. Any advice for a new DM? Hi, Colin. Here you go. You got a question. Now you're back in. Viewer with a cousin and a girlfriend wants to get them to Warhammer Fantasy. Any advice for a new DM?
Well, I think I hope they're different people.
Yeah, let's just say.
Yeah.
It's not, you're going to leave the first session wishing you did things better, and that's just kind of inevitable for a new DM. That's just how it's going to be. Learn from what you did right, learn from what you did wrong, and just, you know, plan some things out. Don't raw dog it completely. Have at least an outline of the plot beats you want to hit. You don't need to stick to them. Sometimes players just kind of, you know, I was playing a Star Wars game once, and we all collectively decided that, yes, we would like to form a bank as Sith Lords. This is our enterprise for the session. Fuck mm-hmm. your main plot. So have an idea for what you want to do, but, you know, they might decide it's time to wander off. So don't, you know, railroad a bit if you need to, but don't make it aggressive. Like, if they say, oh, I want to check this out, don't go, no, fucking idiot. Not ideal.
Just remember, Warhammer is grim and funny. It's just a weird combo. So think of that.
As for Warhammer, just don't let them see the price tag. Maybe supply the first few minis for them. And then once they're in and hooked.
And maybe ease them into characters like Morathi, because that's a lot to deal with.
Sensory. I don't think Colin would.
Nothing easy about that, baby. We're going in.
All right, okay.
Dude would sprint. Right.
I've plugged the Discord in the chat, by the way. Join the Discord.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, it'll be in the description of the video as well. Today, though, again, if you don't know anything about RPTs, like kind of the rest of us here, let's see how we do. Should we say, go around saying how confident we all feel, I guess?
Yeah. Well, seeing as you started.
Yeah, I'm going to say, girl, me taking control, sorry. I don't feel horrible, like, because I've read books where they are like side storylines within them, but if I was asked, you know, if, you know, saving my family's life based on my RPT's lore, it's sorry guys.
Family.
it's over.
Dude, Dutch is coming in with a real good point. Just lie about the price. Exactly. Crazy. And then when they're in and they're buying it themselves, it's too late.
Dutch, so lie to your partner. Right. He says the gaming storyteller.
Look, if you're a good enough liar, they'll never find out.
Oh, Eli, what's your expertise or knowledge about the RBTs?
Minimal. As much as the whenever a character in a book interacts with them, and that's it. They were in
Colin,
the
what about
battle
you?
Book that I read.
You know, Andy, as I was telling you before we started, I've got plenty of bangers ready to go, few of which, if any, are actually about the RBTs.
Huge.
We got some nice foul things I'm cooking up. Don't you worry.
I have constructed this to be not too cruel, because obviously, like, the RBTs only have, like, so much lore. They are very, very much a peripheral faction. Like, even calling them a faction is not quite, like, they're kind of small. They're kind of one note. They're more like, they're facilitators of world building rather than a world building thing on themselves. But there are some interesting things here and there. So I guess we'll get through it. But with that, let's get cracking. With question number one.
Nice.
What is the Gothic name given to Imperial lore written within the so-called Book of Judgment? This is for every citizen of the Imperium. There is a law, the Imperial law.
Come on, TTS episode. Fuck, what was it? I'm trying to remember it. They mentioned it.
Yeah.
Bruh. Oh, it's already cooked. Okay.
It's easy.
It's, okay. It's not easy when you don't know anything.
So. Oh, I think a flash of inspiration just hit me. I'm probably wrong, though.
To be fair, it's Imperial naming conventions. It would easily be something else if you didn't know how to, like, translate Latin perfectly. It's pretty, like, generic, I guess, if that helps.
Alternatively, just add an us or an is to the end of a word, and you're probably halfway there.
I'm just going to do that now.
Okay.
There you go.
One, two. Cool. So we got all... Look, Eli.
I'm already not proud of my contribution to this Warhammer journey that we're all going through right now.
That's okay. We'll get there. Question the second. Arbiters use a cybernetic dog to aid in their investigations and also to track down criminals who are being a bit cheeky. What are they called? What are these doggos called?
I think I actually do know this one because this is the cutest model on like the, and then you can ally this into Grey Knights.
I just want to point out that there is, in fact, dog on bed. There is dog.
You should be a dog.
Dog.
Colin's muted right now. That's crazy.
Colin's muted.
Every time Colin gets the mute. We've only been doing this like 2 years, something like that. Crazy.
The fact you think I know what I'm doing is, I'm glad you have that such a high opinion of me.
That's the thing was, it was just,
like, no one knows what they're
it
doing.
It was quite delightful just seeing Colin there going, like, no idea what he's saying, but he's into it.
He's giggling away in secret.
Also, thank you, Angry Homunculus, for sending me a message of just the Judge Dredd Carl Urban scene via Discord. Thank you very much. Okay, done. Everyone sent their answers. Last of the easy questions. While Space Marine chapters have fortress monasteries, what is the equivalent for the Arbites? Now, they have one on every world they're stationed, no matter if it's one or two guys or 100. So what's their like base of operations called?
Is it okay, Your Honor, if my spelling is perhaps that of a 12-year-old? Maybe worse.
Is you dyslexic?
Kind of.
Kind of.
This is in the Eisenhorn book. I do. I'm trying to remember. Eisenhorn Hereticus. It's somewhere in there.
That's one of the only books I've read with Arbites in it. And I read that book a long time ago, so I don't know.
That feels about
wow, right. That really is. Are you sure? I think you might have, that can't spell words thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are dyslexic.
I've misspelled Kaifus Kane how many times in my life? Do you
know what I mean? To be honest, you know the thing I always do? Shield. I know it's supposed to be I-E-L, but I'm always like she-ild. So I think it's spelt wrong.
The amount of
shield, not shield.
I would always spell business wrong. My entire class would spell business, and our teacher would make fun of us.
To be fair, that is how they spell it in France. Right.
Last time we had to go.
Let's go through the answers. So for the easy section. Was that?
The French need to be executed for the pronunciation of colonel.
Not for Bretonnia.
Colonel. All right then, Colin, what's your opinion on lieutenant?
It makes me want to say some real bad words.
Okay, moving on. So what was the Gothic name given to Imperial lore? And I'm actually quite happy with, two of you. Just one of you. Hal put Imperial Cuckus. Okay.
Hey, I Latinized it. Thank you, Colin.
Eli put how to play Dota 2 top 10 tips for beginners. However, Colin was correct with the Lex Imperialis.
Dude, well fucking done, huge. My one.
Oh my god. His pancreas doesn't work. His RBT's lore is still
all over now.
Oh, dude, wait till the medium section. That's when what I've been cooking is making its debut.
Oh dear. Bruh. Well, second question was: what are the cybernetic dogs used to help their investigations? Colin, let me down on this one. Just dog.
Is it not a dog, Your Honor?
Yeah, but like dog is not sufficient. You can't just say dog. And I know you got it. Now you got a dog.
He's being mean.
Doug. However, Eli put Cyber Mastiff sounds like the model from Tabletop, and also Hal put Cyber Mastiff, which is correct. 1 point.
I'm remembering it now from Necromunda.
Yeah, to be fair, the Sisters of Silence also use them, so that's kind of cool. They're like, Doug. Doug, be cool. And interesting variety for the third question, which is what's the equivalent of a fortress monastery for Arbites? Colin did a halo and put the Pillar of Autumn. Nice. Very nice. Eli put creep barracks from the hit game Defense of the Ancients 2.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
Shout out to... did anyone ever play... what's that gaming? Was it Armor Games? I mean, their website? Where,
yeah,
last year. The gems. Like the gem fort game with the little bugs. And they had to like... You had to combine the gems into different combos to make them stronger. And they... Damn.
I played much of that. I was a mini clip kid.
Oh man, childhood. God, there was also that one where like it was it something Aiden or something, and you had like stone men and it like cavemen to like medieval to then like futuristic, and then they came across the screen and they slowly got
yeah,
better.
I heard the music from that the other day in a video. Like where they fight each other. Is it that one?
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, that was in a YouTube video I watched the other day. So goated.
All right. Eli, I'm about to lower your smile there. Hal put Precinct Fort, which I think he means Precinct Fortress, which is correct.
Crazy.
Is it Fortress?
Crazy.
Yeah, Fortress, but I'll give you that.
They hold up in it.
So at the end of the first round, Colin and Eli have 1 point. Hal has two. Guys,
it's still Imperial lore. We're still.
Well, what else is right there? What else is there? We did Eldar the other time, the last one. We've done Necrons. Yeah. There's nothing left. It's just Imperials all the time. Crazy. That's what Warhammer is.
In the first Euro Adventures book, there's like a whole. The book is mostly the human side characters, and there's a big plot around Arbites, and their precinct gets munched. They never live in any poor Euro Adventures book.
Eli, you and me got to go like back and forth on making like an Axis and Allies quiz and then a Dead by Daylight quiz.
It's just crazy.
Oh, dear. Are you guys ready for the intermediate section?
Hell yeah.
Do we want to read donations before the next
session? Yeah, we should, yeah.
Oh, good idea. So before we do that, would you guys like to read this? Because I hopped them last time.
I looked at one of the later ones. Thuglas Elbasso, thank you for the €5.
Great name.
Colin's right. I wish an Eldar mommy with Emma Frost thighs would put my face between those.
Wow.
Marvel rival Bucky and her need a team up because Bucky says again when he ults, and I say again when she command grabs me and steps on my throat.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I will be.
Wow,
not it's another, controlled.
It's another Colin one.
Medicare insulin.
Wow.
Hell yeah, I like that thing. With the $5, hey. I've been sick, Colin, with stomach bugs. Sorry to hear. Can we split a new stomach and pancreas?
Wow.
Yeah, I'll go halvesies on it.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Homunculus for £2. Oh, James Workshop's Not the Law. I am the law, which is very on point. Appreciate that, brother.
Back to me. Medicare insulin with the Ted now. Thank you. Wow, this is foul. Colin, how much for a spin-off episode of Eisenhorn? Please use Andy as Eisenhorn's naked homunculus or sidekick.
Rewail Andy.
He's jumping out the window.
Wow. Already lost.
Can we get a shout out to the sun being outside in Andy's room for the first time?
This is huge. Screen. I don't think we've seen that yet.
Bro, because in the UK, we're streaming here like 10, 11 at night.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, I needed some fresh air after that one.
Flux, Flummoxed Buffoon 87. Thank you very much for the $10. Funny name. Have some money, boys. Catch the VOD later. Cue Anthrax's I Am the Law and turn the volume up to 11, then break that shiz off. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, brother.
Romulus.
Wow.
Oh, this is for anyone. Anyone want to take this one? Oh, I got a compliment off rip. This is new.
Wow, crazy.
Thank you for the 10. Colin has a voice for radio. Meanwhile, Hal has a face for radio. Eli makes up for his beta height with homoerotic bodybuilding. And Andy looks he hangs out near playground.
I love the show. The worst one. The last one.
Oh my God. The last one's not a compliment, bitch.
That's by far the worst
you've ever had. No, it's not.
You just look like a dad. We'll say how about that. You look like a dad.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. He's saying who's dad, but still.
I'm going to think your dad. Bloody Shirt Music for $2. Thoughts on new drop pods, boys?
I didn't know there was new drop pods.
There's certainly drop pods.
It's
They it's look drop like drop pods.
It is, in fact, a drop pod.
I've heard that the doors don't close on them, which is kind of sad.
This is, in fact, a drop pod, yeah.
Next week's episode is all pod, the whole podcast episode decorated into drop pod lore.
Tune in for the next quiz, and it's drop pods lore.
God,
crazy.
That'd be fun. Don Moran, lieutenant is just the wrong pronunciation. The word is a combination of lieu, as in lieu of, and tenant. Yeah, lieutenant.
Nice. No. Where's the F?
Jack, in for $10.
Thank you.
How much fist would a Mephiston fist if a Mephiston could fist me? Oh, a Mephiston would fist as much of me as a Mephiston could fist if a Mephiston could fist me. In brackets, I'm gay.
Thank you, Jack.
Very good.
Jack Ed will never fail to deliver I'm gay.
He will pause time while he does it.
Dude, I've been seeing unironic part one memes on my Twitter timeline lately. I feel like I'm back in 2014. It's great.
That's awesome.
that's 10 years ago. Oh, God. All right. Well, intermediate.
Time for intermediate. Let's go. Okay, so question number 4. What is the typical non-lethal melee weapon used by arbiters to incapacitate criminals?
Non-lethal?
Hint, it's not a gun. Yeah. And just so we're clear, it doesn't mean you might not break their bones in the process or slightly rearrange face, but it's not gonna kill them probably. So it is Warhammer after all.
Not confident this is the right name for it, but I know exactly what it is. I don't want to give any hints to the other guys there, but Eli's writing the right. One of these is gonna write the right thing. The other one's gonna write something diabolical. I've been watching too much. It's Sunny, and it's always Sunny in Philadelphia recently. And it's making me a worse human being.
I need to show my wife that show.
Okay, fair enough, Colin. Question number 5. Riot squads of judges can vary in size from 5, 10, 15, or even 20 men. Regardless of their size, what is the leader of a squad ranked? What are they called? What's the name of the guy in charge?
Is anyone else thinking of the meme of the guy on the Joe Rogan thing where he's like, I want 10 hard men. The guy is saying that.
I'm not thinking of that, believe it or not.
I can't remember, like, because I know from the tabletop, I know what the models are, but I don't remember which one is the leader one.
Huge mug mention. Peep the merch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
Also, Mike, I did see the meme. Well done.
I think it's this one. I don't have my art. There was a whole time when, like, if people who played Grey Knights, they have to have, like, an RBT squad at the home base because there's nothing else that was, like, cheap enough to stay near your home base. But then they got stickies with other strike squads. And my Grey Knights were not updated! Painful. Shout out to my World Eaters, by the way, who the Codex leaked early, and now Angron is unplayable. Thank you, James. Oh, my boy. They massacred my boy.
Just went on Eli. What's he gonna put? What's he gonna put?
He's cooking.
What's he gonna put? Something's coming. He's cooking. Oh no.
Is he writing out the entire instruction manual how to play Dota 2?
I send my thing.
Oh wow, okay. Question number 6. What is the name given to the chamber wherein law reform is conducted on Holy Terror? Hint. Have a stab at it, you'll probably get it right because it's really generic. So what's like the chamber? What's the big chamber where all the, like, the laws get done? It's really generic, I promise.
I'm trying.
Ooh. It's more generic than that, I'm afraid, Colin.
It's more?
It's more.
All right. Well, I'm going to take this hint handicap you've given me and try and generic it up a couple notches.
If it's something like, it's, you know, is it something like the room of like something. I'm gonna be so annoyed. It's gonna be like the back room or something. I'm gonna be so upset.
You might be annoyed, Hal. I'm just gonna say it. You might be very annoyed.
I'm just gonna remove a word.
I've gone as imperial as I can. I feel like there's no way it can't be more complicated.
Well, intermediate section's done. So question number 4, what is the non-lethal melee weapon used by the Arbiters? Colin put the Blorgulon butthole expander.
Awesome.
Which, as funny as that sounds, I cannot give it a point as much as I want to. Eli put stun stick. I don't know the name. Give me half a point, please.
Please.
And Hal put power maul.
Like the one in
Dark. The thing is, the correct answer is a shock maul.
Oh, well.
But a power maul is technically a big old force weapon that would like
power maul will
crush
kill you
to death.
Yeah.
But I'm tempted because Eli said it's a stun stick. I think I'll give you a point for that. Because it's the most accurate one.
I had maul.
Do you mean like a maul? Like the shock is the important part, not the maul. Like a maul is like bludgeons you to death.
Was it? So it's a space shock marine maul
kind of weapon. Oh. Yeah, it's like a shock baton. So if you said shock baton, I'd be like, yeah, okay. But I'm gonna give Eli a point for that.
This is still huge.
just because, again, like a power maul denotes it would obliterate
or rip someone's head off. Yeah, like that's a bit too much.
Yeah, it would be like that scene, you know, that like execution in Doom Eternal where you just kind of go and the guy's head falls into his neck. It's like that. That would be the effect.
I want the new game out. It's just a month.
Question number 5. Riot Squad's what's the guy in charge called? Some good answers. Hal put Vigilant, which is incorrect, I'm afraid.
No, it was the other one.
Colin put Prefect, which is close, but it's incorrect. I'm sorry to say.
If it's Prefectus, and I'm going to have a stroke.
Not quite. Eli put Riot, the company behind the hit game League of Legends that, while successful, will never be as grand as Dota 2. If you are interested in more, check out the documentary Free to Play on the Valve YouTube channel. Thanks for plugging that, Eli.
It's like 11 years old. Watch the original one.
I think I watched that when it came out.
It's really good.
The correct answer, which I'm afraid I can give nil point to anyone, is a Proctor.
Oh, it was the other one. That's so annoying.
And now,
Vigilant sounds more in charge, doesn't it? Like it sounds more.
Proctor.
And now the proctologists. Anyway, this one's going to get you guys. You guys are going to be livid about this one, I think. What is the place on Holy Terror where they make all the decisions? I'll get Eli's out of the way. Eli was a bit mean. He said Colin's cuck chamber, which is very mean.
I was like that.
What the fuck?
it was alliteration. So I went.
Listen, he's angry, a okay dude.
Flex.
He just likes to watch Teclas do things without him. Okay, like leave him be.
Please draw more pregnant Colin art in the Discord fan art.
Do not tell her to do that. She fucking will. I got DM'd that one day. That was what I woke up to.
Wow, what a way to start the day. Haven't had your coffee, and you see that. Wow. Colin put the Senatorum, which I'm afraid is incorrect. Hal put the Vault of Judging. Do you want to know what it is?
The judge room,
the hall of judgment.
So close.
I'm judging is not judgment. Judging's like, oh, look at her. It's like, oh, stop. Like, that's two different
it's
things.
It's a hall,
it's not the same as a hall.
Bruh.
I don't think that's why I was like, it's generic as hell. It's like, well, that's why I was even like, it's the chamber was so
of secrets, like in Harry Potter.
So yeah, I'm afraid I can't give any points for that either.
I thought it was like, because it was terror, it must be like a vault in something, because there's no way it's something worse than a vault.
Vault of glass?
Like it's so, bro, it was a temple, god.
A Destiny 2 expansion?
So at the end of round 2, Colin has 1 point, but Eli and Hal are joint at 2 points.
Huge.
We might deny him, guys. We might deny him. But keep going. Keep going, please.
Points in the arm.
Should we do some donations before the experts?
We do. I like this one. Law Crimes Littlest Piggy Bank.
Wow. Oh,
that's $2. Cute. Just says,
thank you.
I love that.
Thank you, brother.
That's good.
Thank you.
Again. Has to clarify, and not going for Andy having a dad pod, bro. We knew. I was going for Andy having something in common with Linux users. That's pretty crazy.
Hang on.
Hang on.
What did you just say?
Are you a Linux user, Colin? Linux?
Thank you. Okay, Linux.
All right, calm down.
Linux.
Linux tech tips. Next one, from Zal Duncan.
Dude, I'm winning today. This is a good day for me for once on this podcast.
This guy is unhinged. I don't even want to read it.
I can't believe what this guy said. This is unbelievable.
I'll read it. Zal Duncan. Oh, dude, he's spitting facts the whole way through. Thank you for the 89 DKK. I'm not sure what that is, but that's thank you. Love you guys, but Collins takes are the best. Good man. Right. His pancreas may not work, but his arguments are based. Good man. Horace Harris should never have been that long. Good man. I think all of us kind of agree with that. Fun pitch. Yeah. Votan versus Eldar book series. Yes. Give me the War of the Beard in space.
That'd be awesome. Wow.
There are some Horace Heresy books that could be removed and it wouldn't change the entire Horace Heresy.
Yeah, like half of them.
Tom Warren
for $2. She's saying, just give the others 3 points and Al can't win.
It's a Warhammer quiz, and knowing stuff about Warhammer is punished, bro.
Debate question for Colin.
Thank you, man.
Reason humans from fantasy are stronger than 40k, evolving on a magical super Earth with 3.54 times Earth gravity, being created by the old ones to fight chaos, or faith of better gods? This is from that little. I'm assuming you're referencing the what it was on with Andy Law and Lore Master of Sotek. Jesus Christ, I don't know why that took me so long to get out.
Yes.
Maybe. It was fun.
Another Andy. A different one.
A different Andy.
Matt Urquhart for $10.
Thank you.
Eckert for $10. Everyone's second favorite Channel Islander 40k enthusiast currently looking like an American uncle from the middle of nowhere that insists you try his absolutely awful moonshine.
Hey, Andy's my favorite Channel Island 40k enthusiast.
Yeah.
I'll have you know.
Yeah. He's top of the list for me.
All two of them.
Also, I'll have you know that if it has a label, it ain't moonshine. So
it may not be legal, but it certainly goes down strong.
Oh my God.
What was that?
That's my attempt.
Were you getting ready to narrate a Ford commercial?
Hey, you try to do your British accent right now, and then we'll see how it goes. Go on.
It's crazy. Not good.
Read the donation in your British accent. Go on. Right now.
Love you guys. Bolin's takes are the worst. His pancreas doesn't work and it shouldn't.
Wow.
Listen, I didn't expect Thank bloody drunk Dobby to
$5.
Sorry, Dobby.
It was a good impression, Hal. It just wasn't expected. That's all.
It's really hard to do American accent.
Dobby
that's
is given
similar.
Master, and Master is given Dobby a cum sock. Dobby is free.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Right. Are we all good for the final round before the bonus question, which I think is going to be the decider at this rate? Hard question time.
The Dobby cum sock is canon.
Anyway, question number 7. The highest ranking member of the RBTs maintains a seat as a member of the High Lords of Terror. What is his rank? What's the highest ranked arbiter there is? Big Cheese, Chapter Master equivalent, fella who sits on stuff.
I know what a really high ranking one is called, but so this is something above this one.
Eli, big hint. Win.
Three different words to make his title. It's three words. It's something, something, something. He's three words.
So it wasn't what I was thinking then. It's more.
Nice one, Eli.
Hmm.
just do something while you're typing.
Is it... you said there's three, right? There's three words on this one.
Yeah, something, something, something.
Oh, he already knows more than me.
I think I know. I know kind of what... I know what the... I'm just trying to work out what the first two words were. So I think I know one of them already. I just don't know what... No, I'm going to change my answer.
So I'm like angry homunculus's ones is Grand Piss Man. Very good.
Might be similar to other stuff in guard things.
Colin X, Andy Fanart, win. That's a real question, Card Shark.
No, leave that era of like old Rooster Teeth weird fans in history where it belongs.
Rooster Teeth, bro. The kids won't know what that is soon. It's going to be gone.
Bernie bought it again. It's coming back.
Is it?
Well, Bernie bought it again. Yeah. The website got updated.
But
Bernie Sanders?
Why?
No, Bernie. I don't know. Andy changed
my name. Andy changed my name. This is preposterous. I didn't even realize.
Hell, I don't know. I'm not Bernie Burns. Oh, I don't know what he has planned cooking.
Gavin, where are you?
He was on a stream with Ray not too long ago.
Man.
A lot of old RT guys.
This is like 15-year-old lore, right? We're talking about, okay?
When did I become my dad?
Bro. Talking about Halo, the Halo good times in the small office, bruh.
Just waiting on Colin.
Oh, did I not? I not hit send? I did hit send.
No.
Oh, I sent that to Dutch.
Not gonna do him any good. There we go. Oh, okay. Question number 8.
That one wasn't even that bad. It's just true.
Question number eight. Which Forge World is responsible for forging armor that is most favored by the RBT? So this is a suit of armor and their shields. There's a specific Forge World that's like makes the majority of it.
Could we have a hint?
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
All right, here's a hint. It's Forge World something.
Wow. Crazy.
I gave you 2 out of 3 words. Come on.
Could
great.
May I speak for the rest of the law criminals when we say, can we get at least a first letter?
H.
Oh. We don't help notice, at all? Do we? No.
I bet you were thinking, does it begin with M?
No. No, it doesn't.
No, and the good gluts go to Mars. What's the Michael Jackson house that was defunct?
What? Neverland? What?
No, not that then.
Eli, no. What is this?
My answer? God.
I'm going to have to save this.
Well, it has an H.
Oh,
I think I lost the plot a little bit.
Just open this.
No, it's over. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right. I've given you a little bit of a helping because I've mentioned this to you guys a few times before. There is only one omnibus detailing the story of an arbiter called Enforcer. What is the name of the character? Who's the protagonist? It's like the only book series.
I don't remember her name, but I remember you mentioning it multiple times.
I know the artwork.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I know the artwork of that book.
What's her name?
Yeah, I have no idea.
There you go, Andy. You can have fun with that.
Yeah, I'll send you another nice picture.
This is not the right character. This is a fantasy character, but it sounds like the most generic name that could fit.
Did you put like Luthor Huss?
Oh god, I've got to save this one too.
Great. What's the who's the one from Gottrick and Felix? Is it begins with the U? Is it not Ursula? Urka? The one he turns into a vampire.
Oh my god, Ulrika.
Erla? Ulrika, that's it. It's not that, but it's in the same game.
Ulrika Magdova Strugov.
Who's technically not. It's like a hybrid from a von Karstein and a Larmian, and then they got rid of that.
didn't they?
I mean, they did a lot of retconning in Gotrek and Felix. I think Max used to be he was either a gold wizard that turned into a light wizard, or he was a light wizard that turned into a gold wizard. They never really specify in the books.
Because we can't have nice things. We're not allowed to. No.
You will never know who is who. There will be 500 different origin stories for Vlad von Karstein. The Emperor's lore will be changed every 5 minutes when a new Horus Heresy book comes out. We will kill you if you demand consistency. You will be hung in the streets and beaten like Mussolini.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, answers for the hard section.
Got a bit dark.
So the first one, question number 7, what's the highest ranking member of the RBTs?
I feel good about it.
Colin put Emperor's finest jackboot. Eli put Dota 2 top ranked immortal. Big deal. And Hal put Lord High Marshal. The correct answer, which none of you got, was Grand Provost Marshal.
Oh, I'm remembering hearing all of these things later, like after they're said, like what the neuron fires, and I remember hearing about it, but I'm not remembering it in time to be helpful.
I'm so close all the time, bro.
Why were you so offended at my answer? That's not even. What? Why were you so offended when I said my answer, and it's not even bad?
I was just like, eyes given up.
Fair enough.
Hal, you were not close. You got 1 out of 3. Come on.
Was it? It was
Grand Provost Marshal.
Marshal. Oh,
no, should have felt more Bloodborne, to be honest.
Bloodborne 2. Kind of.
So, which Forge World provides the majority of armor to them? Hal put Hump Day, Forge World Hump Day.
Bingo.
Colin put Forge World Highguard, the Cybertronians who followed Megatron at the end of the great movie Transformers 1 to become the Decepticons.
Huge.
Very good.
Good movie.
This Bumblebee bit, I actually have to just show you this because I didn't receive words from Eli. I received a picture. This is what Eli sent me.
Now, picture say a thousand.
What am I supposed to do with this, Eli? What am I supposed to do with this?
Can we describe this for the audio listeners, please, Eli?
Bring it around.
It's really fat Squidward. One may even say pregnant Squidward if you wish to see it that way.
Eli, and on the subject of Eli, of Eli sending me pictures.
He's in the depths of Gmod, never to return.
On the subject of Eli sending me pictures, who is the character from the Enforcer book? As the last question of hard mode, Eli sent me this. What is this, Eli? Explain yourself.
Who's always waking
Why
up
is this a thing?
Pregnant Goku.
Why is this a
Why
thing?
Why am I hearing that? It's like Tegu showing it. Tag people Brigante. By the way, if Colin loses this, he has to do a complete run of Dark Souls 2 from start to finish.
Wow.
Oh no, it's a game I like.
Yeah, no quitting, no pausing.
But Hal put Katarina, and Colin put, I want Luna Snow's belly to swell with my child.
Oh my god.
That's both are incorrect. Oh, the answer was Shira Calpurnia.
One's incorrect, the other's disgusting. I'm ashamed.
I need no. We're not going to
professional
say
help.
We're gonna draw
Easter
the line
bro.
Somewhere.
Easter
yeah.
Look,
if I don't sin, he died for nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Okay, so the scores remain unchanged. Great. 2 points to Eli and Hal. 1 point to Colin. However, we've got one bonus round. And this, I'm giving you points aplenty to win. Theoretically, you have a chance to win as many as 18 points.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's probably over.
Yeah, because I knew you would probably struggle with these. And there's not too much, but like, okay.
It's true.
You already know a few of these because we've mentioned them. The bonus question is, name me as many ranks of the RBTs that you can.
It's over.
As many as you can.
I was not listening well enough to the answers.
Gib.
Gib. I was gonna know like 3 of these and it's gonna be Jover.
Gib. It might be, yeah.
Oh my god.
Remember there's 18 potential answers.
That's crazy.
18.
What's the...
Also, while you guys are typing, if you'd like to see some other horrendous memes, please check out our Discord. They're happening all the time. They're not always about pregnancy, though. So
I can't remember the sergeant one, son of a bitch.
I don't know. It's like, it's so over.
It was not proctologist, I'll tell you that.
All right, that triggered the memory. Thank you, Andy.
Freaking...
You're welcome. Also, rational sense. Andy bringing out the disappointed dad voice. I really was. And while you're tapping, because I knew this would be quite a while, so I'll just read out some donations while you're tapping away. Jack N for $5. The pancreas man was mean to the Space Wolves. Fuck his takes. Logan Grimnar is my dog.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Good man.
Wow.
Yeah, you should be put down.
Elizabeth Young. Elizabeth Young finished Scars last night, and there were at least a couple of parts where I teared up. Jagatai's combo of Magnus was sad to me. Mm. It's a great book because it has white scars in it. See? Makes sense. Raw 666. Question. Since Howl's weak outside Imperium of Man, why not quizzes that focus on Warhammer Fantasy or Age of Sigmar? Here's because, the trouble. Because I don't know anything about Age of Sigmar or Warhammer Fantasy.
This is just Andy and Howl making quizzes so that they can win each other's quizzes.
I've won other quizzes, though. That you guys
have. Yeah. Donkey Man USA has Al Gavin is on the Regulation podcast with Jeff.
I don't know how to say it without sounding mean, but like the OG like Rooster Teeth people kind of all did find their own things to do.
Damn,
So,
that's cool. Wow, it's been a long time.
Since Rich Mac that, yeah. For five New Zealanders. Jesus died for our sins on Easter. Shame he didn't die for our Colin pancreas. For our Colin's pancreas, if he did, it might still work. Oh,
crazy sentence.
Damn.
Bunny Cop in Carl Urban voice. Kill him and it's not the law. Law. Judgment time. And last from Shock Bodomir for $5 from five Canadian buckaroos. Colin would dislocate his jaw in order to be able to gobble Morale.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's
also
crazy.
Happy birthday, Colin.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
It's still not his Colin.
Oh man.
Well, it's again almost 3 months after now, but thank you again. It's appreciated.
Also, we got Coffee Grounds 13 months as a member. I can't believe Colin gets to quiz about Halo lore.
You see, that would be another Andy win.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know anything about Halo lore.
Which I'd happily do it, but, you know.
I need to think of Bloodborne things. What's, like, ranks in Bloodborne, Colin? Or even though you like, well,
I never really had a PlayStation, so I didn't. I've never completed Bloodborne.
Oh, but like it has like the same terminology, which is helpful.
Good hunter.
You know what we're gonna do?
Good hunter.
No.
I'm just naming Space Marine ranks at this point. Whatever else they have. This is actually really tough.
Bro, hey, Andy, I know Hal's gone more than two, likely, so there's no hope for me.
Don't give up. I believe in you.
I'm just naming Space Marine ranks at this point, honestly. Like, just going to go for it.
Yes, PS4 over Xbox, Mike. That's a bad take. Have you seen how many Xbox games there are? Backward compatibility, baby.
You. Oh, this is really tough, bro. Oh, we have to submit now. Has everyone else done it?
Yeah, I'm just
not to distract you, Hal. Yo, Amber, when's next episode from Medicare Insulin?
Is that for my channel? Oh, that's
yeah.
Almost out to editor now. Visual editor. Fulgrim is on its way. Just need to finish up on that stuff. It's very long. I thought it'd be under 3 hours. It wasn't. It was over four. So it's painfully long.
Jeez Louise.
I'm trying to remember what. I can't think of anything else, honestly.
Well, we got a donation from Spencer Bajer, I don't know. Thank you for the $9.99. He says, hello, my favorite degenerates and Eli. Thanks for leaving me out of that one. I just wanted to point out that the High Moon TF Games multiplayer has been revealed. DF re-energized Discord. Love your shenanigans. What is TF? TF, is that Titanfall?
Team Fortress.
Or Team, well, I meant Team Fortress, Team Fortress 2. Well, thank you for the $9.99, Spencer.
No, I'm siding with Braden. I'd rather play Titanfall 2. That's the better TF2.
Wrong.
Correct.
Wrong. Dead game. Dead game.
Okay.
TF2 is less dead somehow.
Yeah. Okay. How many players were bots?
Oh, man.
I have a good question, which is, what's more likely, the next, is it, what's the famous, it's not Gary's mod, what's the Gary's mod?
Built on? Is that what you're
saying? Is it Half-Life, what's more likely, Half-Life 3 or a historical Total War game?
They've still made a few in between the Warhammer ones, like, sure, they weren't great, but they did make them, like, Pharaoh, Troy, I mean, Troy was kind of all over the place, but...
Transformers Revived, oh, Transformers game, that sounds cool.
Transformers Total War?
No, that's what he's referencing. The High Moon Transformers games. Multiplayer has been revived. Oh, I understand. Transformers re-energized Discord.
The War for Cybertron.
Cool. Very cool.
I can't think of another like generic... Oh, no! I need to write one more, Andy.
Chet, who's your
favorite? It's too late.
I forgot the most obvious one.
Soundwave is goaded.
Well,
real.
Well, for that, I'm going to remove a point from Hal's score.
I didn't type it in.
But you missed the obvious one. That's why I'm removing it. So
I'm being sabotaged by the actual.
right.
Are you still going to win?
Shut your face now. Shut your face. Right. So after that, I've gone through my list, and the ones I had were Lord Marshal, Justicar, Marshal, Magistrate, Judge Proctor, Intelligentsia, Investigator, Arbitrator, Regulator, Enforcer, Trooper, Chastener, Chaplain, Mortierge, Suffering Marshal, and Verispex Adept.
I got now, two.
Eli got 2 points.
No, all right. I'll say, yeah, sure.
Colin got 2 points. I removed a point from Hal because he didn't put Judge, but Hal, I'm afraid, got 3 points.
Yep.
Which means the scores on the doors are Colin has 3 points, Eli has 4 points, and Hal wins with 5.
It's over.
Screw it. I still go
again.
For no reason. For not putting
something. Again.
Jesus. I mean, that's not my fault at this point.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
I would lose if the others did better. Like, that's my only defense.
My gosh. The only quizzes that Colin and I will win are the ones that we host.
I did an Eldar quiz for you two.
And it was our only chance to win one final. And we did.
We were neck and neck the whole time.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Why does victory feel so hollow? Isn't
Chad kill this man?
I did also put Primaris Lieutenant on my thing as well.
Yeah, there's Spencer Badger.
Minus 10 points. Eli wins. Spencer Badger for $9.99. Hello, my favorite degenerates and Eli. I just wanted to point out that the High Moon TF Games multiplayer has been revived. TF re-energized Discord. Love your shenanigans. Oh, you read that one, didn't you?
We got it twice. Very much, brother.
I had to say that. The it's almost like smaller scale stuff. I do enjoy like when arbiters kind of come up on particularly like there's a lot of 40k stuff, as Eli and Colin probably both know. There's a lot of Space Marine like everywhere. So when things like Eisenhorn Trilogy or other things that reflect on what is normal Imperial like day to day stuff, that can be a lot more grounded and exciting, and then it feels like the stakes are a bit higher. There are some cool characters who are stuff. Obviously, I think of Godwin Fischig from Eisenhorn Trilogy, who's jacked, you know, just incredibly jacked. He's a tall, big boy, and he even as like the literal like chaos demons and demon hosts, and you know, they're literally on alien worlds where like the laws of physics don't work, he still has his little shotgun going around being like, let's pump some steel, boys. Enjoyable.
Yeah, also Beastman from Sweden, 11 months as a member. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
That's long.
So, against my best efforts,
I was literally sabotaged, bro.
Oh man,
Dutch, get out of here.
Oh, won by you. A point.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that's not on me. You did. Andy already named two of the things earlier, didn't you?
Oh, I feel bad.
Yes.
I think I got one of the two that he named.
Oh,
I got
man.
Two.
Is there anything you'd recommend?
Try it.
Because Andy, you've obviously done a video on your own channel about this stuff. Is there anything you'd recommend if people want to check him out more?
The thing is, they don't really have much. You've got the Shira Calpurnia books, which is three of them. And then everything else is like, oh, there's one in the Eisenhorn books. There's that Tives episode where they're in it briefly. Like, there's not much for them. But the models are cool. The minis are cool. I like their kill team minis. They're cool.
In the first Uriel Ventress book on the planet's called, like, is it not Perlia, is it? I think it's the planet, is the P. They're like the gang world, and then there's a whole section where like the gangs basically have an uprising, and the arbiters like are beating. God, now I'm thinking of Arbiter Ian. The arbiter. Oh, it's confusing my head now. I don't know how to say it.
Arbites.
They essentially, there's a massive like gang uprising slash. I say, when I say criminal gang, I mean like organized crime gangs, slash Game of Thrones houses. And they basically hold off this entire uprising whilst the Space Marines have to go and fight, you know, the Catan shard beneath the floor, in the floorboards, in the walls. And there's a cool scene where like they are basically, like, they're in the palace, like the main governor's palace. And they're basically being picked off one by one by one. And they literally don't give up until like the very end when they're about to be swarmed. And then the last two basically go, man, there's loads of explosives. Let's, you know, screw it. And they just like detonate. And so they literally held it off and they died to like a man. These guys don't care. So they rock pretty hard.
Yeah. And they got shotguns, which is cool. I like Gears of War.
They sure
do. Also, and they got big headdresses. Mm-hmm. Want to read these ones out, fellas, before we call their day?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Shalakti's with his Ripper has been a member for 6 months. I'm hunting that red ass. My driest Ripper is ready. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Medicare insulin again. $5. George's one column. Sorry, this is more your area.
No, this is for you.
Oh, yes, for you. Oh, sorry, yeah. With Medicare, Hal, you might be able to make those ganglion body entanglements with that Fulgrim wanted post horror heresy. Yeah. I don't know. No. I asked Ian, who the hell is Ian? No, he's not here. I asked Eli because I wanted to see if I should include any Fulgrim, you know, modern lore that's just come out in my new video, and there's not much. So it's very bit disappointing.
Wait for the book.
Yeah. Cool. The book is out though.
If Spencer. Mm. Badger, $4.99, thank you. Also, I have become Iron Hands Pilled, good man. In Scars, the Khan thought Ferris was the strongest Primarch when he fought Demon Mortarion. I forgot about that. I haven't read the book in years. That's epic.
Mm. And Beastman from Sweden.
Thank you.
Red Tithe has a pretty good showing of RBTs as well. Yeah, they turn up occasionally, but they're just there. They're just there occasionally.
Judge Dredd is a fantastic movie.
It's so, awesome.
Dread, is it 3D? Dread 3D, right?
Dread.
It was just Dread.
It's just called Dread. Yeah. I watched it for the first time a few months ago. Pretty awesome.
Only a few months ago. I literally remember that came out. That was like, because it was a whole like 3D phase, wasn't there? Like in cinemas.
Yep.
That was nuts. It was a great film.
It might actually be a good movie, 3D.
Well, there's one bit in it which I don't like. It's where like the two guys, the other Dread has like betrayed him. He's like, what? You want to say something? And it's like, yeah, should have turned around and shoot or something like that. It's just like a bit lame, like after he got shot. I'm like, but you know, fantastic movie. And it stops.
Sorry. I suppose Hal wins another bloody quiz. I'm not looking forward to putting the bloody thing on the podium in the edit.
Success.
Mm.
All right, that's it. Bye, everyone.
Merch and Discord.
Check out the Discord and make mean make memes about Hal and make them mean.
Yes, please.
Anyway, we love him really, but what a big-headed winner. Anyway, bye, everyone.
Bye. I love you. Farewell.